Good morning. This past week's daf was daf samach in the Seches Erevin. Baruch Hashem, Atzlocho made it this far. 60 daf in the Seches Erevin. Gewaltig. No.
It was almost 5 years into the whole Bible.
Seches Erevin, not from the simpler Sechtes here. We should be zeichet to see the Shmaya further. Let's see the mission on Daf Samach. Misha hoy b'mizrach va'omav noy arav li b'mayrav. Like we see in the Gemara, at this point the Gemara, the mizrach that we're talking about is mizrach beisai, on the mizrach eastern side of his house. He's in the field somewhere. Misha hoy b'mizrach v'omav noy arav li b'mayrav tells his son to make an Erev Tchumen for him on the Ma'ariv side, the west side of his house. Or he's b'mayrav only arav li b'mizrach. He's on the Ma'ariv side, tells his son to be Ma'ariv, make an Erev Tchumen for him on the Mizrach. Misha says as follows. Imeishay min al-beis al-paim amo. If at the time Knes Erev ben Hashmoshes, the distance between him and his house, that he's within 2,000 amos of his house, and the distance between him and the Erev is more than 2,000 amos, in this situation, were his Erev to be kind of Shvisa, he'd be really out of the Tchum. As we've seen before, that if a person is more than 2,000 amos away from the place where his Erev is, at the time Ben Hashmoshes, he's not koina shvisa there, his Erev doesn't work for him. So therefore, the halacha is mutl beisei v'os l'eruvai. His mutl beisei, you see, Rashi explained, mutl beisei means the din beisei, right? That his mokum shvisa is his house, even though he asked his son to make an Erev for him, but being that at the time Ben Hashmoshes he's too far from the Erev, therefore he's not kind of shvisa the Erev doesn't work for him, and therefore he reverts back to his makam shvisa, which is his house. That's what this means. Mutl beis of os le'eruvay. Let's see the Rashi on this. Mi shahoya b'mizrach b'sode, he's in the field. He's there, Ben Hashmoshes, B'shosh Kiddush Lov Hayoyim, when Shabbos is Chal. V'omar l'bnoi la'arev mi'ba'od yoyim l'mayrev. And earlier that day, he had told his son to make an Erev for him on the Apas Yitzar. So Rashi says, in the case where it's Eleruve Yoyisim Mikan, if he's within 2,000 amos of his house, and he's further than that from the Mokim Ha'eruv, where his son is making Erev Tchumen, Shenosin Lo Ha'eruv Mibeisei V'Holom, the Erev was placed further away from his house. Mutla Beisei, Rashi explains, what does it mean Mutla Beisei? He's permitted to go to his house. L'din Beisei. We talk about Beisei over here. We're not talking about the specific location, but we're talking about the din, the makom shvisa of his house. Klomar limnos shvisas mibeis kila iruv. The loch in the situation is that his makom shvisa is his house, and he counts the tchum based on that kila iruv. Hagamari asked his son to be married for him, but being that he was too far of a distance from the makom iruv, so therefore the iruv doesn't work for him, and his makom shvisa is his house. But also le'ruvay, le'din e'ruvay, limnayis shvisase me'ruvay. Also le'ruvay, again Rashi translates, means over here, le'din e'ruvay. To the din, to the makom shvisa that his eruv would have given him. He's not permitted. Tzachal, limnayis shvisase me'ruvay. Now Rashi explains the reason. The kivan, the kiddush lov hayoyim, rochot me'ruvay, yoyisim me'alpayim. Being that at the time of Kiddush Hayyim, when the Erev will be Chal, he's more than 2,000 amos away from his Eruv. Nimtso shen yochol lahalech velitloy. He's not able to walk there and take the Eruv. Like we saw, that person has to be makom shvisa, has to be roy for a person to be able to use the Eruv to get there. Different reasons why he can't get there is a reason why the Eruv won't be chal for him. She'eni yochol lahalech velitloy. He's not able to go there and take the Eruv. Shaharei ein Eruv ekoinloy el alpayim l'chol ruach, because his Eruv is only coin for him the ability to walk a tchum of 2,000 in each direction. And he's past that. He's out of that area. Now, what Rashi explains over here is that the problem is that he can't get his Eruv. He's out of the area that his Eruv allows him to walk. Now, if you remember that we had this in the Sugya and the Flamed Hey, this Gavel, we'll see Rashi is going to mention it. There's a Tosfos over here. If you see Naflamed Hey, Omer Aleph, the bottom Tosfos over here, the Tosfos reminds us of some things that the Gemara discussed as far as one being able to get to his Erev Ben Hashmoshes. The Mishnah over here is Tumah Nizgagel Chutz L'Tchum. Now, if the Erev itself rolled Chutz L'Tchum, so Natasis makes, it's Mevui in the Mishnah over here that it's not a good Erev, right? Similar to what we're saying, too far. Taisa says that the problem over here is even if we were to hold a tchum is drabonon, remember these are things that we discussed before, that Rebbe Shita is that something which is mishum shvus and is drabonon, legozra olav ben hashmoshes. And therefore, were that to be the basis of why he can't get to the Erev is because there's a Shvus, in Issa Drabonim, so that really wouldn't make it that he can't get to the Erev, because the Gozo are Shvus Ben Hashmoshes. Ben Hashmoshes is a time is the time that the Erev is kind of Shvisa. At that time, the Ben Hashmoshes, which is a Sofik, the Gozo Shvus, so there's really no Issa, so he really can make it over there. So this is what Taisa is over here is bringing up the point, that it would seem to be like where Rashi explained by us, the problem is that he can't get there, right? Because he can't walk, he's out of the tchum. And that Tosfos says, well, I mean, if you hold that tchum in the drabonon, and you hold that loigoz ha-shvus ben ha-shmoshes, you really shouldn't have any problem here. That's what Tosfos means to bring up. And Tosfos says that this halacha that we're talking about in this gagal chutz l'tchum, which is the reason why the Erev won't be kinder for him, is non-dependent on this problem over here. Even I feel tchum drabonon. Even if tchum drabonon, I feel Rabbi Domar called over shem shem shosli gozlo menash moshes, and therefore he really could get to the Erev at this point because it's benash moshes.
What does that mean? Gozlo benash moshes.
That Rabbi holds that isum drabonon, since benash moshes is a sofik. So Chazal worm goyzer is a shfusin, which basically means Issa Drabonon is Ben HaShmoshes. Right? So Ben HaShmoshes, anything is Drabonon, it's Mutter. It's Mutter to do. So now if you want to know, a person is you know, out of the 2,000 Amos, further away from his Erev, you want to know, is he able to get there? Is there an Issa Tchum which is preventing him from getting there? So now he's saying, it's really not. Right? There's no Issa Tchum preventing over here, because Tchumen is Drabonon, and Drabonon's Rebbe holds they weren't Goyze Ben Hashmoshes, so you really don't have an Isser preventing him from going there. So why is it that it's not a good Erev?
Yeah, Taka, what made him going Goyze Ben Hashmoshes? The whole concept starts Ben Hashmoshes, no? Of the Shvus, of where you are, and when it's Chal, it's exactly by Ben Hashmoshes, no?
What do you mean? That's when you kind of. That's when right. you kind of erev, right?
Right.
Right.
So what does it mean they weren't goyis by
then? The iser, the dinner of iser, is drabonon, limitation is drabonon. Now, the erev is kind of ben hashmoshes.
But this
that you're limited, right? This that you're limited to that is not going to apply called man's ben hashmoshes because it's a suffix. It's a suffix Shabbos.
Uh-huh.
Right? So this is what. So on that taisa it says like this. So based on these two things that we mentioned, first of all, Tchum Rabbanan, and second of all, Isur Rabbanan, Rebbe holds they weren't going to be Ashmoshes. Af al gav the Ben Ashmoshes, Motzel Mishkulei Visuye. He really could get to it, pick it up, and take it for himself. The reason why it's not a good Erev is as follows. Kivan de'im kona shvisa b'mokam shenis gagal ha'erev. Being that, if he were to be kona shvisa in the place where the Erev is, in this situation, you know, it rolled away, that's why it's further from him 2,000 amas. Were he to be kona shvisa, ha'yo'emir ata chustatchum, so what would happen now is that he'd be standing chusat chum, ve'en le'ela arba amas, right? The knyas ha'erev will be detrimental to him, right? Because in that situation, if he's kind of shvisa with the erev, so now he's standing outside of the chum, so now he can, you know, he's stuck with down amas. Hilkoch, titn rabbonu shelo yia erev. Ela kishu b'seichat chum. So that gives us a different explanation to why it is if ben ha'shmoshes, he finds himself more than 2,000 amas away from the Eruv. Tosfos says that you know, if you hold the Chayis Tchum is the Reis, or if you hold that goes to Shush Ben Hashmoshes, even if Tchum is Rabbanan, fine, and you can use the general explanation that we have, that you can't get to it. But according to this combination, Tchum and Rabbanan, and according to Rebbe, right, so then that shouldn't make a problem of Knias Eruv, if it's more than 2,000 amas away from you. Therefore, Tosfos gives an alternate explanation for a different thing. That being that were the Erev to be coming for him, then he would lose out because he'd be stuck in Down Amos because he's outside of the Tchum. So in this situation, Titn Rabbonu Shlo Yehei HaErev El Kishu B'Seichat Tchum. That's why there's a Takanas Chazal, not necessarily based on the ability to get there, but Chazal were mistaken that this, that the Erev is coming for him is only if he's inside the Tchum, in order that it shouldn't be detrimental to him, the Knias Erev. Okay? That's just a little background, an explanation of the halacha that we're dealing with over here. Now, Rashi continues. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi discusses something that we saw in the previous sugya. Tosfos discussed. Rashi says for the kivan de ene eruv, there's two parts over here, right? There's two parts. He had asked his son to make an eruv for himself. That means that, therefore, his regular makom shvis, which is his house, he was not interested that should be his makom shvis for Shabbos, and he wanted the eruv to be, right, where his son's making the eruv. Now, he's more than 2,000 amos away from the eruv, so he's not kene shvis in the makom eruv. Rashi says, "V'kiven de'ene erev, being that the erev doesn't work for him, haveli shvisosay b'veisayin. Then his makom shvisa will be in his house, shrei b'tchum beisay have it, because the problem that he had, the problem which caused the erev not to be kohen, he doesn't have as far as his house is concerned. So therefore, the makom shvisa will revert back to his house." That's what the Mishnah says. And the Mishnah says he's also the Ruvay and he's Mutl Beisim. Now Rashi asks the question as follows. V'afagav dokminen mishilhi misha hitziyu di'imukmis lei bi'idach gisa di'ilon kom lei almo omash v'sosi roch me'apayim hareze lo yozum m'koymai. In the sugya before, in Dafnun, without getting into the specifics, if you remember the sugya over there, that we have a situation over there where because a person tried to make an Erev and it wasn't kind of for him, so he's stuck. he's stuck without a makom shvisa. He's chutz. He doesn't have his eir, doesn't work, and he was oiker daitei from his house. He removed his intentions from having his makom shvisa. In his house, in this sugya over here. So this is what Rashi is asking. We learned in the sugya before that when a person wants to make an eruv, right, he's uprooting his das from having makom shvisa in his house. So if for some reason it doesn't work the eruv, so he doesn't have his house either. This remember how Mem Tesom and Beis, that was this Taisus over here, the third Taisus over here, discusses this question, which Taisus is going to say what Rashi is going to say over here by us. That situation is a person is Boba Derech, right? That's the case over there. And he's trying to become a Shvisa in a place further on, not where he's standing. And since he's not Messiah, a specific place, it doesn't work over there. And even the place where he is standing, where he would have otherwise been Kohen Shvisa, he doesn't have. All right, that's the sugya over there. So that's what Rashi asks. This Mishnah would seem to imply that you try to make an Erev, it doesn't work. So you revert back to your otherwise Mokum Shvisa, which in this case is the house. Over there you see it, and that's not true. Once you decide to make an Erev, you're Oikir your Das from over here. If that doesn't work, then you're stuck. This is what Rashi's asking, right? That's the Afagav in the Rashi over here. Alma, from that Gemara you see, Omash Risosi Rochas Me'apayim Harez Lo Yosef Me'koyim. Over there, that if a person tries to make to be kind of Shvisa and doesn't work, it's too far, he's stuck out of the Tchum. And then Rashi says, Hanimili, in the situation is that there's a difference. Hanimili Bivo Baderech. That was only said when the person is on the road. Since in the place that he's trying to be kind of shvisi, he's not kind of the roch me'apayim have it because it's more than 2,000. He's speaking about this case over here. Rashi is asking from this specific case. And where he's standing, he wasn't planning on being kind of shvisi there. That's when we say ain't le shvisi klal. So he's stuck without any mokum shvisi. That's why the law of it is that he can't move from his place. However, if a person is in his house, meaning to say that his mokum shviso would have otherwise been his house. And okay, he's not necessarily standing in his house, but what we mean is that his mokum shviso would have been his house. And he made an eruv in a situation where the eruv can't work for him. Then Yeshlo Shvisa Bebeisa. Then in this situation, he has his Mokum Shvisa reverts back to his house. Why? The Mistoma Bebeisa Nichale Lemikni. Because when Minastamik, we assume that a person wants to be Kaina Shvisa in his house. B'she'en Eruve Eruv. When his Eruv doesn't work, it is man. When Perep Bechol Marovim, Rashi brings a Raya in the Mishnah of Mizgagol over there. Gam Mizgagol Chosotchum. Then over there, if it's a sofik, whether the Erev is kind or not, that there's a chamogomol, which means that there's a sofik where his makom shvis is. Right? And that Rashi says, well, since he was planning on making an Erev, so then his house shouldn't be part of the options anymore. Chamogomol means that we have a sofik whether it is his house is makom shvisa or his eruv is makom shvisa, and that Rashi says it. You see from over there that if a person would have been kind of shvisa in his house, that's where the, and but he made an eruv and there's a problem with the eruv, then it reverts back to his house. Because were we to say that any time a person tries to make an eruv, then his house is out of the picture. So if you have a sofik eruv, So his house shouldn't be any, you know, shouldn't be one of the options anymore. It should be either here or nothing. That's what it is. What's the chamor gomel? Chamor gomel means that with yourself, what you make a mishvisa is either here or in your house. So that Rashi says. So you see over there the same idea that if a person is making an eruv that his makom shvisa won't be in his house. That's what his eruv is accomplishing, as opposed to his house. So then a person min hastam, his das is that if it doesn't work over there, he wants to be back into his house, since that's his ikur makom shvisa, his house.
So again, Nachum, what's the chamor gomel? Again, he puts the air in his gaggle at chus lechuam.
Okay, let's see. Right, so the din is a chamor gomel. That means that we have a sofek where his makom shvisa is, because we don't know if it rolled out before ben hashemesh or after ben hashemesh.
Yeah.
So that means to say that if it rolled out before ben hashemoshes, then his makom shvisa is his house. That's the assumption, right? We don't know where his makom shvisa is. If it rolled out after ben hashemoshes, so the eruv is kohen, his makom shvisa is here. If it rolled out before ben hashemoshes, then the eruv is not going to work for him, and then his makom shvisa is his house.
So that's, yeah. But what's the chamor gomel though?
Chamor gomel is whenever you have a soft where your makom shvisa is, each one limits you. Right?
But so in this case, where's the center of the? So you both the house and the and.
Right now, we're talking about the mission on Lamed Hay. Right, let's say Mizgala. Right.
I understand. Right.
Yeah. So your house is over here and your area is over here. Let's say, right. So it's a sofik. What your makom shvisa is? Is it here or here? Was the area there at Ben Hashemoshes, and therefore this is your makom shvisa? Or had it already rolled out by Tamesh Mashas, and therefore your makom shvisa is over here. Right? And therefore, you're going to be limited in that direction from here. Right? You can only go 2,000 that direction from here.
It's the other
direction. Okay. Right? Right? So that's the. But the point that we want from over there is that you see that the assumption is that if the Erev didn't work, then your makom shvisa is your house. Right? That's what Rashi is showing from over there. Right? So you see, over here that if the other option. Not the Erev, but the other makom shvisa would be a house. Then, if the Erev doesn't work, when Astam, the person who das is to be kohen shvisa in his house. And that's why he's not going to be stuck. Whenever you find in the Gemara when the Erev doesn't work, then he's stuck. It's only when he's bar baderech. That was the case over there.
So in this case over here, if it rolled out before, rolled out more than 2,000 hours from his house.
Okay, rolled out?
More than 2,000 hours.
Where are you?
Lamed Hay.
Lamed Hay?
Yeah.
If he didn't roll, I mean he put it down over here, right? Yeah.
But right now, he's in his house, his Erev is now 2,500 Amos out. Now what?
Okay.
Who's the Chamor Gomel? He can't go either way at this point. Unless you want to say the starts from the outside.
No, then
it's the city. The city. The city is the city is the, at the end, the city is where it starts. You can't even go anywhere because it's at 2,500
from his house.
We're saying that.
No, you're right. See, if it rolled out before, then it's not kind of for him. we're thinking that the only time that the air was kind of him if it was something that rolled out didn't roll out before. So it was within the tron, right?
Because he plays it correctly before the tzum.
Right. So we're dealing with a proper proper placement on the tzad that's going to work. It's going to be properly placed. Okay, and this is the chiluk that this tesis over here makes over here. Let me read the hasam ba'imid bi'iroi. The person is in his city. This is tesis on daf men tesom beis. The Ri says the hasam ba'imid bi'iroi lo okar daite me'iroi. Right, you see over here, this is the third Tosis over there. Like four lines down from the beginning, Tosis asks the question from whatever sources he's asking from.
Yeah.
And he makes this distinction, this difference. Right, you see that? This is something that we had mentioned, and then you see that Rashi over here on the Mishnah speaks this out.
Can I ask something about this Mishnah, which I don't understand? This basic Mishnah that we're talking about, Yemisha Hayav Mizrach, for Amar Livnoi Arav Libamar, when he's standing in the Sada in Mizrach, is he more than 205, or he's within
Well, that's the Mishnah says, right? That's the case over here. It depends on where he is, right?
Rashi just says Mishnah Hayav Mizrach Basada. It doesn't say whether he's more than.
Well, look, the Mishnah goes and plain, right? This is the general case. Now the Mishnah goes into specifics. Im yesh heimenu lebeis seyapayim amo ulei ruva yoyser mikan. Right. The first case is that if he's within 2,000 from his house, but he's more than 2,000 from the Erev.
So his son put the Erev on where? More than...
On the other side. His house is over here.
Yeah.
He's over here, and his son is making an Erev over here.
A little bit more than 2,000, a little bit past the house. So
from
it's
where
more
he is,
2,000.
Whatever it is, but he's standing over here.
Uh-huh.
See, right, this case is a simple case. The Mishnah that he's, you know, within 2,000 to his house,
uh-huh.
but since the Erev is being put down,
further.
Over there, so he could be more 2,000, right? More than 2,000. Right? Uh-huh.
So his house now is like bottle, becomes bottle to him, really, because he's quite over there.
No.
Because the Erev is a little bit past his house.
No, he's kind of shvis in his house. Now he's definitely not being conscious of where he's standing.
Right? Yeah, because it's too far.
No, regardless, he's not trying. He doesn't want to be kind of shvis there, right? That's not one of the options to be kind of shvis of where he's standing. Right? He wants to be kind of shvis where his son is putting down the air for him.
Yeah.
And being that doesn't work. So then we look at it as if no air was made, and
he's
coming
house.
Back to his house, right?
Uh-huh.
If he wouldn't have told his son, and he's out in the field someplace, right? He's kind of shvisa in his house, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right? Unless he consciously decides to be kind of shvisa in the field somewhere, then he's not going to be kind of shvisa in the field. Right? Uh-huh. So over here, he made it, and he told his son to make an air, right? So where he's standing is irrelevant as far as a kinyan shvisa in that mokum. Uh-huh. Right? Where he's standing, where it pertains to us is how far away is he from... You know the makom ha'ir that his son is putting down. Right, that's what's important for us. Now there's an interesting Rabbeinu Yohanneson over here which deals with the shayla, and he has a different explanation. To explain when a person reverts back to his house and when a person doesn't. If you look, turn to the back over here in the Rif, on Daf Yud Ches, in the Daf Eh Rif. See over there. So if you look over there, where it says Masnisen, see, if you take it down a few lines, you see there's a ches over here for the Agos Abach in the middle over here on that line. Va'osar le'iruva. That is going in this case in the Mishnah. That being that he's more than 2,000 amas from the Eruv, and look at his mut lebeisoy also le'iruva. So he explains like this, Os Leruach Eruvai. Get this correction over here. Ein Loi Limnoi Shisosoi Le Eruvai. Shouldn't count the Tchum from the Eruv itself.
No idea.
He changes it. You see, he changes it on the bottom of him. The Kibin the Chikidish Lov Hayoim, Hayoroch of Meruva Yoisim Alpayim. Since at the time of Ben Shmoshes, he was more than 2,000 amos from the Eruv, Sheni Yochol Lahalech Shom Ula Ochloi. He can't get there. Right? The beginning over here sounds like we Rashi explains it. Nimsu She'en Eruv Zeh Moyoloi. So it comes out that this Eruv doesn't help him. Elohu Mazikloi. Right? Okay, we're not going to focus on this right now, but this you see over there, the way he's explaining this, he seems to be mentioning what Rashi says, but basically says, I have to know exactly how he understands this prat. V'kivin shekein yoseh roitzeh beveisem mi be'eruvay. So therefore, in this case over here, he'd rather have his house than his eruv. She'eruv lo binoy. Right? Because were he to have the eruv where his son is, it's going to be detrimental to him because he's going to be out of the tchum. Right? Okay. This, like I mentioned before, this is not fully explained the way Rashi explains. Rashi sounds like it, you know, Stam doesn't work. Right? But this is the question we want. The afa pisha shaninu bepek mish haitziyu. We learned before, sha'emer teheshri sasi b'makam pleini. The person wants his makam shvish, he's out in the field, he wants his shvish to be in some place up ahead. V'yoyisim makam rochav imenu yoyisim alpay ma'amah. There's more than 2,000 amas from him. Amir n'hosim, hareze lo yozav im koyimai. Doesn't work over there. Lo yozav im koyimai. He doesn't get back a different makam shvish. This is Rashi's question. And then he says as follows, lo yodami. Hosam bivo baderech ma'ayri. That person is on the road. V'kivan dimimokam pleini lo yohoye yocho likno yishviso. Shahari rochik me'apayim hoyo. Over there, he's on the road, and in the place that he wanted to be kind of shvisa, it was too far. Uvamokam ragalav lo yohave nicho lego likno. Ein lo yishviso klav. Now this is the main words over here. Sharei hu posha ba'atzmai. He was negligent in his being kind of mokum shvisa. He wasn't careful. Shahu posha ba'atzmai. Shahoyo lo lefarish dvoro. He should have been more explanatory. V'loimar, and he should have said, imani rochok me'oisei mokum yoisei me'apayim tehei shvisos ibim koimi. That word that place. I want to be kind of shvisa in such a place. If that place is too far, then I want to be kind of where I am. V'kivin shle omar poshayahu. Since he didn't speak that out, right, a new point over here, poshayahu. He's considered negligent in the way he set up this eruv, and that's why he's going to lose out. By not covering himself, by speaking out that in the event that it's too far, I want my shvis to be here. Aval hai, but in our Mishnah here, Sheshoach Haidei Shliach, over here, he sent his son, a messenger, to set up the eruv. Hoyle l'shliach l'daklet b'shlichusay, the shliach should have been careful, shechavin, that he should make sure, he should direct No, he made him a shliach. See, he should have been careful. V'kivin shloi dik, and being that the son, the shliach, wasn't careful, yochol loymer ha'av, the av could say the following thing. This is a shlichus concept. L'skunei shidaticha v'lavosi. L'skunei, to fix things up, to make things better, shidaticha, I sent you, but v'lavosi. Right, and not to ruin things for me.
Therefore, he doesn't say it, it's not obvious.
What? No, he doesn't have to say it. This is what we mean. That the shlichus will become bottle because it's like you're saying, it's obvious that he made him a shlich in order to make things better for him, better situation, not to ruin things. Mm-hmm. So since this is a shlich over here. And it wasn't his negligence. So
only words by shlichus. Let's say, but the ilan wouldn't also have been obvious.
Well, look what he says. We'll see in the other case also. No, over there, there was no shlichus, right? And like he says,
it has to be a shlichus. And if it was our shlichus for himself, he would want something different.
Well,
he never wants to lose out.
Yeah. Well, so far what we're saying is that being that a shlich was making it, it sounds like the point over here is that the shlich is his bottle. That's what it is, right? So the shlich is his bottle. V'kon shvisa bebeise, v'arehu ki ilo irev olav klau, uki disnam beperek v'chom arovim. He brings this other maramokum over here by Nisgagel. Over there too, it says that's a chagom. Vaykotela yozes bimkami. Shmamino. The kivan, the kshe'ene poishaya bedova. That case is not a case of a shliach. Right? So it seems to be the point over here is, right, whether he's negligent or not. Over there it rolled out. Right? That was even the wind blew it. It wasn't, wasn't something that he should have expected. Shmamino. We see from there, the kshe'ene poishaya bedova. Right? If he's not negligent, we don't consider it that it's his fault, then he'll go back to his house. Right? So he seems to have a different way of explaining what the difference is. Not so much the point is that soda, not soda, what kind of makom shvisa, whether it's a real intrinsic makom shvisa or not, like Rashi. And Tosafot is talking about, but the way the Ben Yehesan seems to explain it, it's dependent on whether he was a pesher bedover, whether he was negligent in not covering himself, or something, or what happened was something which was beyond his control, or something which was not expected for him to be in charge of. That's how he explains the difference between the two halachas that we find.
So okay. Cannot be a kula by baderech, but just kind of sheet the rabbi
Yehuda. That what's going to come out?
That if he didn't, if there was no way for him to know better, then he's baderech.
Right. Then he'll have a sheet of back. Point to that.
Lachar. There's no shlichus over there.
What?
No, but he's never
chosen. According to rationalists, it sounds like that if you're baderech and so you're not going to have your makom shvisa where you're standing if you try to make it someplace else. Right? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's possible that you do if the situation was such that you weren't negligent, whatever the case was.
Was no shlichus. Right. If there's no shlichus, that means there's nothing to be mevatel. His machshava is what stays.
No, but it's not only dependent on shlichus, right? Because you see from the case talked about in his gagel, right? There's no shlichus about his gagel. If he put the Erev out there and the wind blew it.
So if he made it tonight and he says, look, okay, so long as it's in, I'm not going to lose out, then let it stay, otherwise I'm not interested in it. Okay, fine, but if he didn't say that, then and he intended for this to be his Mokum Shrisa, it's not whatever happened, it'd be, when, so fine, he's stuck with it. The Bubba, the same thing. He said he wants to make his Shrisa further down the road. There's nothing to be Mavapal. He already, that was his Machshova, that he lost out. If he made it with tonight, he says, "Look, if it happens to be,
yeah, you're right. It would seem like this. You know, if the Ben Yehesan is saying that it's dependent on whether he's pesher negligent or not, it would seem to be that in a situation where he could have thought to cover himself, so by the fact that he didn't, right, that's what tells us that he's not showing us that he wants to have his makom shvisa, right? If he could have, then he should have. Right? That's what we need to do. But if he didn't have to, right, because he didn't have to bavon such a thing, so then we're able to deal with what he would have done otherwise. Right? That seems to be the difference that he's making over here. That we really could deal with what he really would have wanted to do, but that's only in as much as we can explain. So why don't you say it, right? So if we say it's because something that, you know, because I didn't expect it to roll out, something like that, that's why I didn't think there was an issue about it. Okay, so then we could retain with what he would have wanted. But if something that he could have said, and he didn't, so then we're not gonna put things into his mouth that he himself should have explained. Right, that'll be the difference.
So even though we understand he didn't mean to lose out, the fact that he didn't expressly say it will hold him to it.
Yeah. Because something that you should have said, we're not going to deal with something that you should have explained. Right? If you should have explained it,
the whole purpose of what he's doing over here is to benefit from it, no?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Is that any worse than expressing?
You're right. But if he should have expressed it, so therefore we're limited to what he expressed. That's how I would understand it. Right? Only if he has an excuse to explain why he didn't speak it out because he didn't think that was it, then we'll deal with what he was thinking. But if you could speak it out, you should have let us know. So then we're not going to go into your mind what it was. That's how I hear it. But in Cheshbon HaKapon L'Chor, you're right. According to Ben Yenison, it could come out a possibility, a situation where even though you're besodeh, so the Mokom Shvi'is is not your house, right? You might get back the Mokom Raglav, according to this.
Now, in this case of the Sodeh, he has to be within the 2,000 of his house, right? If he's 3,000, would it help him to be back in the house?
No.
Wouldn't help. He has to be within the 2,000.
Yeah. I mean, that's the same reason why it's not kind of shri severe. It won't be kind of shri severe. Yeah.
So
right.
He has to be.
Right. See, that might be an afkamina taco. Right? In this situation, right? Let's say he ends up being 2,000 amos away from his son and from his house. Right? So is he kind of shvisa at least where he's standing? Right?
Is the Lakzena, you mean?
He's
the exact opposite way. He's in the middle.
He's 3,000 from his house, right? Or 2,500.
Well, okay, I mean, you have to forget the specifics of that. It's true because there might be some kind of shi over here if he's that far away from his house. But if you work out the case over here, if he finds himself to be more than 2,000 amos away from both, so it should come out l'chayr kontra ben yenison that it's not a pshi since he was relying on the shliach, so he might be kind of shvisa where he's standing if he's more than 2,000 away from his house, because kontra ben yenison l'chayr doesn't have to do with his house and not his house, right? In this case over here, the skunish teich l'avosi, right? Ken zayin he'll be kind of shvisa where he's standing, possibly, right? But according to the way the Rashi and Tosfos say that, you know, there's only Mokom Shvisa of his house, which is the strong intrinsic Mokom Shvisa. That could be. Okay, let's see. Yeah. Okay, let's just speak at one more piece of the Mishnah over here. Get a little late already. The Mishnah says, the second option over here. Leiruve apayim am lebeise yeser mikan. Let's say that the situation was that he was within 2,000 amos to his eruv, and he was more than 2,000 amos from his house. The Gemara deals with how that could work out. I mean, according to the simple case that we're talking about over here, that you know, it's the matter of Beisai, and you know, he's over here and his son is being Arab over here, so it's impossible that he should be within 2,000 amos to the area and not to his house. Right? So the Gemara explains that he's actually up over here, right? So that's how it could be otherwise. Okay, we're gonna have time for that right now to go into that. But if the case was that he was within 2,000 amos to the Erev and more than 2,000 amos from his house, then halacha is that he's osla beis and mutle ruva. Which the question right away, you know, comes up that, what do you mean? I mean, he made an Erev over here, right? He made the Erev over here. As long as the Erev works, he told his son, then it's good. What does it have to do with the fact that he's 2,000 amos, more than 2,000 away from his house? Even if he wasn't, I mean, any time a person makes an Erev, right? As long as the Erev works. So why is the Mishnah over here saying that if he's 2,000 amos away from his house and he's within 2,000 from the Erev, then the Erev will work for him, and that'll be his Makom Shvisa. So the Ritva raises the question over here, and he says in a Chanami. With the Rashi over here, that according to that, we'll have to say that it's lav dafka, this that the Mishnah says that he's more than 2,000 from his house. Right? There's nothing to do with that. The main point is that since the Erev was put in a spot that could help for him, and he wants the Erev, then he's cutting the Erev. There's nothing to do with the fact that it can't work in his house. In the first case over there, that's what he have. He's trying to make the Erev. If the Erev doesn't work, so then it'll be kind of shvis in his house. But over here, he's trying to be kind of shvis in the Erev. He doesn't need the fact that he's too far from his house for the Erev to work. So we'll have to say that it's lav dafta. And I did the katani reisha yoisim mikain toni sefer hochi. Many times we find that the Tana, in order to make the two cases of the Mishnah similar to each other, so the Tana sometimes talks the same nusach, even though it's only really necessary in the first case, but in the second case, it's really lav dafka.
Lav dafka meaning that
this definition
sure
says that you don't need the fact that he's more than 2,000 miles from his house in order for the Erev to work. Like we're asking, right?
Yeah.
If he try making an Erev and he's within 2,000 miles, the Erev works regardless of whether he's close to his house or not.
But he can't go to his house now.
Well, I mean, not that he can't go to his house. I mean, in this case, he's more than 2,000 miles from his house. Yeah, right.
Well, it's the Erev between.
Specifically. Yeah.
Well,
if the Erev is in between, he couldn't go to his house.
If the Erev is...
If he's 2,000 miles to his Erev and his house is 4,000 miles away, but the Erev is in the middle, well, of course he can go to his house.
Well,
plus the case, he can go to his house because the Erev is in the middle.
Oh,
he's 2,000 miles from here to the Eruv and 2,000 miles from the Eruv to his house.
But is that what we're talking about? We're talking about a case where he's 2,000 miles, he's 2,000 miles away from his house, and he's within 2,000 miles from the Eruv. That's the case that we're talking about here.
Right. That's the reason to think that he's not, that his between his Eruv and the house is more than 2,000. It could very well be.
Oh, that's what you're saying. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's what Ashley said, with Din Beis. Lav Dafka is also to his house. It's just he's also to the Din Beis.
He
doesn't have the 2,000 miles from his house.
Right. That's good. Okay. So I guess we'll have to continue next time. Okay?